live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, ESB crews are still working to restore power to a number of properties in Donegal this evening as Storm Ciara leaves its mark. Police investigating the murder of journalist Liam McKee have arrested four men in Derry. Investigations are continuing into an assault on a young man at the Town Park in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, Gardaí are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding an alleged aggravated burglary in Bunkrana. And Pat the Cope Gallagher says he hopes those elected to the Dáil in Donegal will keep the future of the county's community hospitals and the fishing industry high on their agendas. Those stories to follow and fill, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, power has been restored to most areas of Donegal. However, parts of Bunkrana, Stranorder, Kilcar and Milford are still without electricity. ESB crews are continuing to work to restore power as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, the Road Safety Authority is urging all drivers, cyclists and pedestrians to be patient when making their way home this evening. A Stanish yellow snow ice warning is still in place across the entire country, with a yellow wind alert in place for Donegal until 8 o'clock tonight. Icy conditions can be expected in some parts, especially on footpaths. Forecaster with Met Éireann, Joanna Donnelly, said there will be some snow showers this evening. Meanwhile, an Inishowen area councillor says the authority needs to assess any damage caused by Storm Ciara before the next storm hits. Councillor Albert Doherty says a number of roads in North Inishowen have been damaged over the past 48 hours and engineers should look as quickly as possible at what needs to be done to avoid a repeat. He told a meeting of Inishowen Municipal District that there were particular problems in the Mallin and Mallin Head area last night.
Yesterday evening, as the throes of Ciara, or the end of Ciara blew, a number of constituents in the Mallin Head area commented, roads now unpassable, quite late at night. So I'd be very concerned about those local residents. I'd be very concerned about staff having to go out. The senior engineer today has clarified that they do a safety assessment, and depending on how severe the damage is, a road may be closed, but that all residents would be briefed. But in the interim now, between Ciara and with the approach of Storm Dennis, I think it's important that we are on the ball as to what damage has been done by Ciara, what damage has been done by winter storms, and to make sure that our roads are safe for our local residents.
Also, in terms of signage, access, areas which may have sustained damage, you want all that to be assessed so that the council is ready to respond to what's happening in the meantime, but also that there aren't long-term deficiencies left as a result.
Oh, very much so. Nothing can damage and do damage to roads more than water, surface water and floodwaters. So after storms and when we get the opportunity, I think it's important that our staff have been and attended to black spot areas, areas that in the past where there's significant wear and tear, areas where we realise there has been damage to roads, and that our council staff are there with the appropriate signage to alert all motorists and all pedestrians as to the dangers or the safeties in using our local roads.
Police investigating the murder of journalist Liam McKee have arrested four men in Derry. The arrests have been made under the Terrorism Act after the new IRA claimed responsibility for murdering Liam, who was shot dead in the Craigan area of the city on the 18th of April 2019. Donald Kavanagh has more.
All four men, aged 20, 27, 29 and 52, have been taken to Musgrave Serious Crime Suite in Belfast for questioning. Following the arrests, the senior investigating officer, Detective Superintendent Jason Murphy, renewed his call for the public to help him bring Liam's killers to justice. In a statement, the Detective Superintendent said he always believed that some people within the community know what happened and who was involved. He has previously given personal assurances relating to anonymity for the purpose of this investigation, and he renewed that assurance today as the anniversary of Liam's murder approaches. Police are also asking anyone who has mobile phone footage of that night to upload it onto the Major Incident public portal.
Patrick O'Gallagher says he hopes those elected to the Dáil in Donegal will keep the future of the county's community hospitals and the fishing industry high on their agendas. The veteran TD was among the shock seat losses here and right across the country. First elected in 1981, Gallagher represented Donegal for a number of decades at national level, as well as taking a seat at the European Parliament. The Fianna Fáil TD was eliminated last night after a battle between himself and party colleague Charlie McConlough for the final seat. He says he has accepted the people's decision.
I now will be taking life a bit easier, and there's only one winner tonight, and that's my wife. She will see me more often. There'll be no heading off to Dublin on a Monday night or a Tuesday morning and rush back again. There's one disappointment, and that is the service that I and the Aidan and Noreen provided in the office. I think the people will miss that. I'm a realist. I realise there's some time a decision would have to be taken. The people have taken the decision. They've said to me that, you know, they don't require my services anymore. And as I said, I'll be able to relax and take life easier. I won't have to start now getting up every morning worrying about the weigh-in of fish in Killybegs or the three hospitals, St. Joseph's, Remelton and Lifford. All of that, I don't have that. But I would be still anxious that those who are elected will pursue those issues in the best interests of Donegal.
And do you think you'll run again?
I think it's too early on a night like this. Well, that's a matter for the party now. I have views on that, but it's a matter for the party. I won't have a vote, so therefore I'm not going to interfere in the internal affairs of the parliamentary party.
And what about Micheál Martin? What's your view on, you know, should he remain leader?
Had I, Micheál Martin, we must remember that Micheál Martin took over the party and in 2010, and he did a remarkable job in the last election. And I have every confidence in him, and I do know that had I been in the Dáil, I would have been supporting Micheál Martin.
Meanwhile, a former junior finance minister claims some parties will have to abandon their radical manifestos in government formation talks. Left-wing parties are to meet later this week to see if a wide-ranging coalition could be formed. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and People Before Profits Richard Boy Bart will meet tomorrow. Former Fine Gael politician Brian Hayes is the CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. He believes a lot of compromise will be needed to form a government.
I just think we just need to be a bit calm about this. So we've had manifestos and we've had some very radical proposals in some of those manifestos. Some of the people who wrote those manifestos didn't think for a moment when they wrote them that they were going to be in this position right now. And I suspect we'll have to do a lot of walking away from those commitments if and when the moment of government comes.
Investigations are continuing into an assault on a young man at the Town Park in Letterkenny. The youth is reported to have received a number of punches and kicks to the head by another male youth at around 5 o'clock on Tuesday evening near the outdoor gym area. The injured party received a number of injuries to his face and head. Donegal County Council Town Gardener has confirmed that he has offered available CCTV footage to Gardaí. Garda Gráinne Doherty is appealing to anyone who may have been in the park at the time to come forward.
It's an upsetting sort of incident to hear about. You know, you don't like hearing about assaults, but assaults on young people, especially youths, it's, we were all that age once, and you know, you'd be afraid maybe that you're betraying a friend by saying, or that you'll get found out by your group of peers if you tell a guard, you know. But there is the confidential line, they can ring that, the 1-800-666-111, but they can also call to us in Letterkenny. They can speak to us in there. We, you know, their details would never be given if they provide confidential information to us. The male involved, he received a number of injuries to his face and head. He had to attend the hospital.
Elsewhere in Letterkenny, Gardaí are seeking information in relation to a burglary at a house on the Gortley Road that happened on Sunday between 6:30pm and 6:50pm. The homeowner had just left the property, and CCTV footage shows three men on foot enter the property via a rear window. The house was ransacked and a quantity of jewellery was stolen from the house. The men are believed to have left the area in a silver hatchback-style car. Garda Doherty says they are keen to hear from anyone who may have been in the area at the time and who may have dashcam footage to come forward.
So again, anybody in that area, anybody with dashcam footage particularly, that can help us in any way, if they could contact us in Letterkenny on 074 916 7100. People might ring in and give us one registration number, and it could be a totally different registration number that we receive an hour later. So that's often their MO that they would do. You know, they keep a number of registration plates in the car. But if anybody sees a car of that description with a number of males on board, might be nothing, but just give us a ring, let us know. And a lot of these cases, we would get CCTV then from neighbouring houses that would assist us. So, you know, CCTV appears to be a great deterrent also.
The North's Health Minister has confirmed he is looking at the proposed McGee Medical School as a way of tackling the chronic GP shortage across the North West. Foyle MLA Martina Anderson called on Minister Robin Swan to progress the delivery of the postgraduate facility. She says McGee could take in its first medical students in September of next year, but for that to happen, the Minister must first approve the business case.
McGee has done the work and put the outline business case forward. It is sitting on the minister's desk. We need ministerial approval. He said that they were looking at it very seriously because they know it's going to address the GP shortage.
From Austrian University's point of view, we know there is a very big expansion in Belfast that they have made it clear they're going to prioritise. They will not be prioritising an expansion in Derry. With that in mind, Stormont's intervention and Stormont's support even more crucial.
Well, absolutely. And bearing in mind now, we do have Stormont ministers. We have Stormont ministers that have signed off to working the way forward based on objective need. This is an ongoing issue for 16 years from the University of Ulster. We've been dealing with expansion of McGee. People in the North West and people in Derry and Donegal are frustrated at the lack of progress. So it is simply not good enough for the University of Ulster to say, because they have a project in place, because before that project was in place, we were getting assurances from them that they were still committing to the expansion of McGee. We now have ministers that's going to hold them to account, and we will be using every bit of the opportunities that we have, both in the chambers, at the committees, meeting with ministers to make sure that Derry is prioritised at this stage. At this moment in time, we want to see the first commitment coming from the executive, and that is about the medical school. There's been a lot of work being done by a lot of people. We now need ministerial approval in order to move it to the full business case. And if we can get that, that would send a good signal to the people of Derry, to the people of Donegal. That is where our focus needs to be now.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games and GAA Director General Tom Ryan says county boards need to tighten their belts. The GAA's annual report showed an increase of 11.6% in the cost of preparing and fielding inter-county sides. The 2019 figure stood close to €30 million. Ryan also said that the Cork County Board are facing very challenging debt repayments after they sought loans to complete the renovation of Park of Kieve. The total cost of the stadium rose to €96 million, with €21.5 million borrowed from the bank and a further €10 million from the GAA. A total of €1.76 million was paid to the 14 members of the GAA's senior executive team, averaging €125,000 per member. Elsewhere, former Tyrone Minor star Conor McKenna has returned to Ireland. His AFL side Essendon said the 23-year-old has left them due to homesickness and family-related reasons. Essendon say they'll continue to support McKenna during this period. Meanwhile, current Tyrone forward Cathal McShane's revealed he was close to signing for the Adelaide Crows. The All-Star had a 10-day trial with the Aussie Rules side, but securing a job in his native county led him to stay. McShane says the lure of continuing to line out for the Red Hand was the primary reason behind his decision not to move to Australia.
It did come close in terms of, obviously, it came down to the last day where I had to decide. I think, you know, I'm really, really happy with my decision. I'm happy here to stay in Ireland, stay in Tyrone, and, you know, represent the Red Hands, because that's obviously what I dreamt as a child, if you get me, growing up and, you know, pulling on the white and red jersey. So I'm so happy with my decision, and, you know, I'm really looking forward now to the future ahead.
Moving on to soccer, and Fan Harps have announced the return of Rafa Quintero for the 2020 season. Quintero had planned to retire after last season's playoff success win over Drogheda, but has decided to give it one more year as the club looks to progress and improve on last season's league position. Quintero is most famous for his time with his hometown club of Sligo Rovers, as well as a short spell at Bohemians. He notched his 500th appearance in the League of Ireland in last season's 1-0 victory over Derry City in July. Speaking to Fan Harps TV, he says he's happy to give it another go.
Yeah, I suppose at the end of the season I was debating whether to give it another season or not, and I met Nolly a couple of times in the off season, and he's a great man to persuade you and make you feel confident in doing another year, and like I said, I would have kept in contact with him over the whole season, in the off season, and he got me back up the road anyways. And look, it wasn't a hard thing or a hard decision, you know. It didn't take much persuasion, to be honest with you. I'm delighted to be back. I'm delighted to be here, giving it another year, and you know, going to do my best again this year to try and do whatever we can to help the club going forward.
Well, as you know, Van Harps are having road shows recently, but the road show for Buncrana tonight has been called off due to the bad weather. It'll be rescheduled for February the 25th. On the pitch tonight in the Championship Cross Channel, Leeds hope to address their dreadful run of form this evening when they travel to Brentford. The Yorkshire club have won just one of their last five league matches, and a defeat will see them slip out of the automatic promotion spots. Brentford could go second with a win, but Nottingham Forest could also move into the top two with a victory at home to Charlton. Elsewhere, Barnsley, they host Birmingham. It's Blackburn against Hull City. Swansea, they play Queen's Park Rangers, and Wigan, they're up against Middlesbrough. In Scotland, Aberdeen have the chance to move up into third in the Scottish Premiership this evening. They're looking to end a run of five league matches without a win when they face relegation-threatened Hamilton. In other news, Manchester City's postponed game against West Ham will take place on Wednesday week. Sunday's match was called off on safety grounds due to storm Kira. The rescheduling of the fixture means both teams will have to cut short their winter break. The kickoff will be at 7:30. And Manchester United have asked for permission to install real seating for up to 1,500 fans at Old Trafford. Their local safety advisor group is reviewing a request to trial it in the northeast corner of the stadium. The club believes areas allowing standing will help to enhance spectator safety. In athletics, Kieran McGeehan is aiming to break the Irish 3,000 metres indoor record tomorrow night. The two-time European medalist recently smashed her own 1,500 metres indoor record in Boston, and the informed Portaferry athlete is hopeful of a big showing in the 3,000 metres at Athlone IT International Grand Prix tomorrow night. In horse racing, Tiger Rolls, as expected, will have to carry top weight if he bids for an historic third consecutive Grand National at Aintree in April. But he won't have to give lumps of weight away. Mike Vince is at the weights unveiling.
Tiger Roll, with 11 stone 10 at the top of the list, is no surprise. What is slightly is that he has to share top billing with Delta Work, the dual Grade 1 winner for Michael O'Leary's Jigginstown House stud team. How O'Leary reacts to these weights is going to be crucial. The leading British challenger by rating is Bristol Demai. He's got 11 stone 8, £2 below top, and £2 lower than that comes Native River, a past winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup. And fascinatingly, the Welsh Grand National winner, Potter Corner, gets in with just 10 stone 6. Mike Vince, Liverpool.
And finally for this evening in snooker, Dubliner Fergal O'Brien came from 3-0 down in his match with Mark Joyce, but he lost the decider to go out of the Welsh Open 4-3. Earlier, Mark Allen, he progressed to round 2 with a 4-1 victory over Andrew Higginson. The Antrim man will face either Jimmy White or James Watna in round 2. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Gardaí are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding an alleged aggravated burglary in Buncrana. The incident happened at 51 Burwood on Friday morning last at approximately 1:25 a.m. Catherine Gaffney has more.
On that date, it was reported that two males broke a window at the property and forced entry into the house. It was also reported that one of them was in possession of a baseball bat. The injured parties were in the property at the time and fled to an upstairs ensuite bathroom where they hid until Gardaí arrived. Gardaí and Buncrana are now appealing for the assistance of the public in relation to this incident. If anyone was in the area of Burwood between 12:30 and 1:30 on Friday morning last and can assist Gardaí with their inquiries, they are being urged to contact them at Buncrana Garda Station on 074 932 0540, or the Garda Confidential line on 1-800-666-111.
Two senior members of Sinn Féin in the north have been told of a dissident Republican plot to attack them. The threats against Michelle O'Neill and Gerry Kelly comes after the pair attended a PSNI recruitment event last week. They were the first party representatives to attend such an event. The Sinn Féin vice president says those behind the plot have nothing to offer society.
Dissident Republicans have no strategy. They have no plan. They have no progress towards Irish unity. And I think this intelligence comes at a time where we have a backdrop or we have never been closer to Irish unity.
The next government's being urged to urgently address the significant issues in the disability sector. According to new figures, 3,256 needs assessments for children with disabilities are at least 3 months overdue. These assessments allow kids to be diagnosed with a disability and then look for the care they need. Oran Allen from the Association of Occupational Therapists of Ireland says there are other big problems in the sector also.
There are significant issues in the disability sector. There's issues with the assessment of need. There's issues with accessing services. Families are waiting long periods of time, sometimes running to years, waiting to access therapy services for their children. But it's also an issue for adults. So we feel this needs to be addressed as a matter of priority by the new government.
And finally, Prince William and Kate Middleton are coming to Ireland. The royal couple will be here for 2 days next month. Emma Turrell reports.
British royals, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, will take a trip to Ireland next month. According to the official Kensington Palace Twitter page, Prince William and Kate Middleton will come here as part of an official visit on Tuesday, March 3rd. They'll stay for 2 days before leaving on Thursday, the 5th of March. In 2018, Prince Charles visited Cork while the Queen made an historic state visit to Ireland in 2011, becoming the first British monarch to do so in 100 years. It's not been confirmed yet where the couple will visit, but it's reported they'll stop off in Dublin with the possibility of a trip to Cork. It comes as Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle step back as working members of the royal family.
Weather now, cold this evening, showers of rain, hail, sleet and snow with isolated thunderstorms, gale and gusty west winds with some severe gusts also, and wintry showers will continue overnight with lowest temperatures of -1 to +2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, power has been restored to most areas of Donegal. However, parts of Buncrana, Stranorder, Kilcar and Milford are still without electricity. ESB crews are continuing to work to restore power as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, an Inishowen area councillor says the authority needs to assess any damage caused by Storm Ciara before the next storm hits. Councillor Albert Doherty says a number of roads in North Inishowen have been damaged over the past 48 hours and engineers should look as quickly as possible at what needs to be done to avoid a repeat. Police investigating the murder of journalist Lara McKee have arrested 4 men in Derry. The arrests have been made under the Terrorism Act after the new IRA claimed responsibility for murdering Lara, who was shot dead in the Craigan area of the city on April the 18th, 2019. And Pat the Cope Gallagher says he hopes those elected to the Dáil in Donegal will keep the future of the county's community hospitals and the fishing industry high on their agenda. The veteran TD was among the shock seat losses here and right across the country. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, February the 11th. The death has taken place of Brenda Freese, Locksalt Road, Glen Carrigart. Brenda's remains will arrive at the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Cremation service on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mona Dorian née Dawson, 12 Ard Column Kill, Letterkenny. Mona's remains are reposing at her late residence today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. with rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning, going to St Junan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations if wished to Archview Lodge Residence Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Violet Rankin, Cloncurney, Trenta. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral service in Trenta Presbyterian Church on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations to the Garden Day Centre, care of Charlie McLaugherty, Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Joseph McKinney, Sledron, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his nephew Paul Bradley's residence at Glebe Large Fawn. Funeral on Thursday morning, leaving at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery.